This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
I don't really know. I just do my job. Whatever they ask of me, I just do it. And if that's being the post, that's being down, is what I'm going to do.
That's Marcus Williams. Cordell Woodland asked that question yesterday about what's your role in the 2024 Zach Orr deep end. I guess we throw Dean Pease in there as well, and you just heard him say he didn't really get into specifics. Just does what he's told to do, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't really elaborate.
He hadn't had a lot of production yet. I'm guessing, Bob, he's frustrated too that he hasn't had production because he's used to having production and he has no plays on the ball. You know, he has two pass defense. That's it.
Well, hopefully he's not blaming, I don't think he was, he's not blaming Zach Orr for why he struggled so far this year.
Bob.
Sound like he's saying, well, you know, I'm supposed to do this. I'm not playing all that great. I need to step up. You know what I mean?
Right. Or would anybody be able to make plays if they're supposed to be 25 yards back? The kind of thing. I don't know. He was extremely productive with Mike McDonald, and now he's got Zach Orr, and he does nothing back there. I mean, I've never noticed him, you know, in the Mike McDonald, when I went and watched the Kansas City game last year, I mean, he was involved in, I mean, he was throwing his body everywhere. Now, he's almost playing like, Bob, like, screw you guys. You know, I'm not going to, you're asking me to be way back here? I mean, Bobby hadn't hit anybody. You know, like Kyle Hamilton's laying people out. People are laying people out. He's playing, how can I say it? He's playing chest bump is what he's playing. You know, he's not rapping, putting his face in.
Not looking to engage, I guess.
Here. No, he's not. He's not. I said it the other day. He's not playing like a Raven. Because to me, playing like a Raven is you're playing physical, you're playing nasty, you know, and you're looking to take dudes' heads off. To me, that's what Roquan does out there. And that's
Hamilton.
And that's what
it.
Hamilton's been doing out there.
Marlon will crack you. Yeah. He can't get a shot at you.
He comes up and it's like, excuse me, let me.
But he never played like that before.
No.
That's
no,
the problem.
Yeah. So something is off here with whatever, you know. Whatever they're asking him to do, I'm guessing he don't like what he's doing.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nats. Going to hear from Todd Monken, Kyle Hamilton, Chris Horton in a second. But let's get a call in here. Let's go to Baltimore, bring in Danielle. She's been holding patiently. Danielle, how are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing
wonderful.
Right.
Good. I got a few points to get to, so just bear with me. Just want to start out, say, the Browns are going to come out kind of hungry. Their defense is going to be super hype. So we need to come out confident but not cocky, for one. And then we have to be cautious, make some smart decisions. And if Lamar is going to run, he needs to be decisive and just go. He's gotten better with his stutter step, but he has to protect the ball because we've seen it too many times where he's throwing the ball away. And when the Browns blitz, he needs to watch where he throws it. Offensive line's gotten better, but they're not perfect. Perfect example would be last week. They, you know, we were down to the 8-yard line and we got all those penalties that pushed us back. Luckily, Tucker was in his game mindset and actually got us, you know, a field goal past the 50-yard line. Hopefully he can do that some more. We'll see. Defense, you know, Kyle, I'm a little disappointed with Hamilton's performance. He's done better the last couple games, but he's not playing, you know, to what we're used to and what he's capable of. But luckily, OA and, you know, Agent Zero have been everywhere on the field when it counts. And we've had a couple good deep throws that were blocked, so that's always good, especially with not getting any PIs thrown in there. And then lastly, on offense, you know, excuse me, Lamar has grown and matured a lot over these last few seasons and has done a really, really good job being a leader for the team. And the fact that he's not throwing to just one player, he's actually throwing it, you know, to 5, 6, 7 different receivers is really, really incredible. And then my last point is we got to watch out for Aguilar. I feel like he's going to get his touchdown this game. And with that, gentlemen, you have a good day and enjoy your weekend.
All right, go Ravens. Danielle. Yeah, no doubt. Right. Well thought out analysis of what's going on. I think Tucker's made 2 in a row from beyond 50. So seems to be trending in that positive direction. But, you know, Aguilar gets his one shot a game, yep. And he's got that speed to make some plays. So he's always that sneaky guy. Keep an eye on, because last year he didn't have a ton of catches, but what, 4 or 5 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Made the most of it, trying to scratch this year. Hamilton, you disappointed based on expectations, but trending more positively here. And you said it, I think it was yesterday or Wednesday, Vinny. He was a defensive player of the year candidate. He's not that guy right now.
No. Consistency.
Right.
Consistency. And Bob, it's... You know, last year it seemed like he was much more involved in attacking the quarterback and making those sacks. And, you know, he had more big plays last year. Whereas, like, this year, Kyle Hamilton's got 1 sack, 2 pass defense, no picks, nothing else. You know, whereas last year, I'm guessing that score sheet was filled up quite a bit.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan News from the Nest. It's featured artist Friday, Cole and the Gang. Football Friday, Ravens 8.5-point favorites at Cleveland. Terps getting 3, rather, at Minnesota. But let's get to Todd Monken. Jameis Winston's going to start for Cleveland. That's been reported, and we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it more with Daniel Oyefusi at the bottom of the hour. But Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, was asked yesterday if he and Zach Orr or combining to put a little dual game plan for Jameis here.
It's been 6 years, you know, since we worked with Jameis. And I was there 3 years with Jameis, and I love Jameis. I mean, he loves football. You got to love guys that love football, man. He loves his teammates. He owns it. Like when we were in Tampa, never threw us under the bus, the coaches. He works awfully hard. There's a lot to love about Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Todd was with him for 3 years in Tampa. If I'm Zach Orr, what I'm asking him is, what I'd want to know is smarts. How smart is he? How does he read coverage? Those kind of things. And then mobility. What do you think of his mobility? Just, you know, what he's doing now and everything? No, I've figured that out watching film. But just some of the things that you know, and he would know him well, what rattles him. You know, those type of things.
Now, we heard from Jim Schwartz earlier in the program, defensive coordinator for the Browns, talking about Lamar evolving as a passing quarterback, as he's maybe kind of more of that than a runner at this stage. But Jim Schwartz likes to blitz. And Todd Monken was asked yesterday how Lamar has become kind of the dude when it comes to handling that.
I mean, I think we're doing a better job schematically, doing a better job protection. Lamar's doing a better job of understanding, you know, where to go with the ball, how to get it out. It's all of that. And he has more at his disposal. It's not usually just one thing. You know, there's a lot of factors that goes into being successful in any one play that comes up, but especially against pressure, is us consistently doing the same things over and over and over. There was one where, you know, they overloaded the back. It might have been in the 2-minute where he got it out like very quickly with someone in his face. He's getting better at the anticipation of things. So there's a lot of things that the guys are doing better, and we'll be challenged again this week.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be challenged. And you know what? The best way to get them to stop blitzing all the time, make plays. Don't let it bother you. And then they'll just get frustrated, and then you take them out of out of that. And then you know what happens is then Lamar's got all day to throw.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back on this Featured Artist Friday, Colin the Gang Football Friday. Ravens going for 6 in a row at Cleveland. We'll come back, count some dough. Everybody needs that extra weekend money. Hell, the holidays are right around the corner. I guess it's time to start buying Christmas presents. Or even Halloween candy, which is less than a week away. But are we going to have that money? We'll find out next at Daniel Oyefusi, covers the Browns, Baltimore guy from ESPN.com. Talk about what has gone wrong for a team that made the playoffs just less than a year ago here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to count that weekend money. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Featured Artist Friday. It is Cole and the Gang. You want to hear from them? Send your request to Nolan. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. College football weekend has it's already started. Pitt won last night. 3 pick sixes against Syracuse in the first half. Maryland tomorrow at Minnesota. BYU's underdogs at UCF. What the hell's going on around here? NFL big weekend. You got Rams upsetting based on the point spread. Minnesota World Series starts tonight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into all of that right now. Let's cut the dough by ourselves.
Well, the Dow is down 66. The S&P's up 30. NASDAQ is up 227. DraftKings down 41 cents. Under Armour's up 11 cents to 804.
Get started here in the NFL. Bryce Young, he's going to be a starter once again on Sunday when the Panthers travel to face the Broncos. Andy Dalton had been starting the past few weeks, but can't go now. He has a sprained thumb, was in a car accident. So it's back to the former number one overall pick for now. Teammates, in the meantime, have been raving about the way Young has handled that initial demotion, the pride he still shows in practice reps. He hasn't let it get to him. But when it comes to live game action, his numbers very lackluster. No touchdown passes, just one rushing touchdown. That was back in week one, 3 picks, and a passer rating under 50. Buy or sell, Vinny, Young finally gets his first passing touchdown of the season this week.
I'm going to buy it. He's got a, you know, like we heard Loxley just turned it loose, went for it. That's what he's got to do, Bryce Young. Just turn it loose. Like, screw it, you know. I'm just going to go make plays. I'm going to, you know, be myself instead of being, you know, cautious. So I'm going to buy it. I mean, he's a hell of a defense he's got to go against.
Little baseball here. The Stars are going to be all over the diamond tonight when the Yankees and Dodgers play Game 1 of the World Series. But as we usually see in playoff baseball, it's the unlikely hero that has a way of showing up in the big moments. So far this postseason, both the Yankees and Dodgers have received big contributions from the bottom of their order. New York's 7, 8, and 9 hitters have a .376 on-base percentage in the playoffs, while LA's bottom of the order, 7, 8, and 9, have a .415 slugging percentage in the postseason. Buy or sell, Bob, we will see a bottom-of-the-order bat deliver a timely swing tonight.
Tonight, I'm buying it. It's October baseball, man. Anything can happen. There's going to be an Al Weiss. There's going to be a Bucky Dent. There's going to be a Brian Doyle. There's going to be a Gleyber Torres. Well, he actually hits at the top of the lineup. A Tommy Edman. You get the point. Absolutely. There's going to be a Kiki Hernandez. Somebody like that. Someone at the back end of a lineup, whether it doesn't matter which team, right? Just somebody? Yeah, I'm buying it. Hell yeah.
More from the NFL, the Jaguars. They looked like a lost cause in a lot of ways, but they did win in London this past Sunday, now sitting at 2-5 on the season. And while that's not very inspiring by itself, if you remember just 2 years ago when Doug Peterson was the new head coach in town taking over, they opened the season 2-6, went on to have an incredible second half leading up to the wild card thriller when they beat the Chargers in a comeback. So with that in mind, Peterson isn't throwing in the towel just yet. When asked this week about staying in the division race in the AFC South, he said, quote, anything is possible. Buy or sell, Vinny, this year's Jags team has the pieces to pull off a similar turnaround as 2022.
I'm going to sell it just because the quarterback's not playing good enough. So I'll sell that. Plus the 2022, yeah, that was awesome. But then how about last year when they started out great and then they went to crap?
He lost 9 straight starts, right?
Yeah.
Up until last week against New England.
They can't play a full season, no matter what. They'll give you a 6 out of 8 or, 7 out of 10, but can't play a full season.
Spoiler alert, Jacksonville's one of my trap games this week.
Oh, interesting.
Share that later.
Well, let's take a moment right now to honor Lonzo Ball, being maybe one of the few or the only known survivors of the infamous Haney Hex. He returned to the court earlier this week. For the first time in over 2 years, after going through setback after setback in his recovery from a torn meniscus, only played a little over 13 minutes in that game against the Pelicans, scoring just 5 points, but he was active, had 4 assists, a pair of rebounds as well. So, not a bad game overall, and if you're a believer in plus-minus stats, Chicago was +4 with him on the court, despite losing by double digits. Buy or sell, Bob. Lonzo Ball will serve an important bench role for the Bulls this season.
Well, I'm going to buy it because it's pretty much his defined role. Billy Donovan even said he's not playing back-to-back games, and they didn't play, last night? They played tonight at Milwaukee, but he will be coming off the bench probably for the entirety of the season. Josh Giddyup is the new point guard who they got from Oklahoma City, and they kind of gacked away the game second half against New Orleans the other night, but I apologize to Lonzo Ball. His court vision coming out of UCLA is the best we've seen from a guard in a long, long time. Remember Magic Johnson said his number is going to be hanging from the Raptors?
Yeah.
He was never a great shooter. Got one of the ugliest jumpers you'll ever see, but for everything he's had to endure, I'm wishing him the best. But yes, long-winded, I'm buying it.
Remember when the Ball father was an actual story? And he was all over TV.
Was he nauseating or
what?
Oh,
my God.
Almost feels like
simpler times.
He was on
with Screaming A, remember?
Oh, people were kissing his ass. They liked the shiny stuff. Hey, look at him. Like, no, I'd prefer not to. Get him out of my face.
Let's close with this here in the NFL. The Saints, they signed Alvin Kamara to an extension a few days ago. Going to keep him in New Orleans through 2026. Now, he still had a year remaining on the 5-year deal that he signed back in 2020. But this new contract essentially going to serve as a restructure for what would have been a pretty large cap hit next year. So far this season, enjoying a bit of a resurgence, a renaissance for him. Injuries and suspensions cost him some playing time in recent years, but he's got 690 all-purpose yards so far this year. That's just through 7 games. Buy or sell, Vinny, was smart on New Orleans' part to get this done now rather than waiting for the offseason.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. I mean, Basically, it was good for both sides. Helped their cap situation for next year and everything. So, yeah, and they probably gave him a little bit more money this year, and which they did, and then helped themselves out too.
Cleveland Browns have had a disastrous 2024 NFL season. They've lost five in a row, trying to spring the big upset coming up Sunday at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Previewing that next is Daniel Oyefusi from ESPN.com. Baltimore kid, used to cover the Terps, if you remember, and the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. So he's moving onwards and upwards, but a tough task covering a team that's already been, the fans have already checked out on him. I guess a little bit, but have they checked out? Most importantly, keys to the game from Vinny. NFL lunch coming up, top of the hour. More sound from Owings Mills. We'll do our picks for this week. Got a ton of college games of interest. And then Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Preview the fall classic with him. Yankees, Dodgers, Jack Flats, loss of velo off that fastball, apparently. Mike will talk about that. By the way, game one of the World Series, you can hear it tonight on The Fan. Trying to avoid their sixth consecutive loss, and here to break it down from ESPN.com, let's welcome back to the show longtime friend. Well, I haven't been that long because he's not that old, but he is Daniel Oyefusi. Daniel, good afternoon. What is happening?
I'm doing well. Always good to talk to you all.
All right, man. Let's look at it. We're sitting here on October the 25th. Let's go back to, say, August the 25th. And you looked at the Browns then compared to where they are now. What the hell has happened in between those months here?
Yeah, this has been a really colossal kind of failure and disappointment for a team that, you know, won 11 games last year, went to the playoffs despite myriad injuries, including at the quarterback position. There was a lot of optimism entering this season about Deshaun Watson being healthy, them, you know, kind of rebuilding or building a system around his strengths, his talents, similar to kind of the scheme that he had when he was a Pro Bowler in Houston. And it just never came together for various reasons. You know, I think that starting with kind of the pieces around him, the offensive line has been injured, has regressed. Obviously, Nick Chubb wasn't in the lineup for the first, several weeks of the season. And then Watson specifically struggled to, gain that kind of rapport with a lot of his wide receivers. And he just looked like a guy who, you know, just really lost all his feel for playing the quarterback position, you know, missing targets, just very, a lot of inaccuracy, just not really knowing where to, you know, evade the rush, kind of running into the rush. And obviously it culminated in his season getting Achilles injury. So you have a team that has, you know, regressed in a lot of areas and is now turning to Jameis Winston to see if, you know, he can maybe capture some Flacco magic that they, you know, had last year.
Now, Daniel, you were here covering the Ravens when Lamar was, it still is, obviously, the QB. You were down in Miami with Tua, and you mentioned Watson not having a rapport with his receivers. Did he ever get the respect level from his teammates that Lamar obviously has here with Baltimore and what Tua has, it seems, with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, you know, this was a guy who, you know, he was, you know, voted a team captain, you know, two straight years. I talked to somebody who was a teammate of Watson when he first came to the Browns, and he said, yeah, like, this was a locker room that really welcomed him, that embraced him, that was very excited about the prospects of him leading this team to contention. And, you know, this is an organization really that has provided its unwavering support behind Watson, more so because they had no choice. You know, when you invest so much into that specific player and that specific position, you almost have no choice. But there has been, I think, kind of a weird dynamic where, like, you know, in the media, we're asking questions about Watson missing guys and not getting the right read. And, you know, it just seems like nobody is willing to even go far as to criticize any of his play. So, you know, publicly, guys have been supporting Watson throughout, you know, the team's struggles. But it has been a bit of a weird dynamic when it's been so kind of blatantly obvious that the quarterback has been struggling.
All right, Daniel. Jedrick Willis, Ethan Posick, and Jack Conklin. How many of them are going to be playing Sunday?
I think Conklin's good to go at right tackle. He's been practicing this week. Podzik looks like he's also ready to going to be good. He's been practicing. Wills, however, has not practiced this week, so it looks like he's going to be out. And it looks like there's a good chance that they'd be starting DeJuan Jones at left tackle. He's usually been playing right tackle, but he kind of lost that spot to Conklin, and he hasn't been playing very well. So it's going to be something to watch. And it looks like they might have their right guard Wyatt Teller back. He was activated or designated to return this week from IR. And Kevin Stefanski said he's hopeful that he can play at right guard. So, you know, it looks like they're going to be swapping in and swapping some guys in and out again, but they're getting a little bit closer to, you know, kind of full strength, it looks like.
Now, when you saw Chubb up close and personal and when you watch him in practice, how close is he to what he was last year, or how far away is what he was from last year?
Yeah, it's really crazy to see a guy who, you know, had went through what he went through, and for the second time, really, because this is the second major left knee injury, come back. I do see the explosiveness in the game last week against the Bengals. You know, you didn't get to really see it on display because this is an offensive line that has struggled with run blocking. But you are seeing the power, the leg drive. Now it's just kind of a matter of him knocking off the rust, as he said. But I do expect him to get a bigger workload. You know, they limited his snaps, trying to keep him on a pitch count. But I do expect him to get more of a workload on Sunday.
Now, with the defense. Showed up much better against Cincinnati, only gave them 21 points. What are you expecting Sunday against the Ravens?
Yeah, well, you know, I spoke to a Browns defender the other day, and we were just kind of talking about the matchup and whatnot, and I mentioned, like, hey, like, looks like they're throwing the ball a little bit more than they used to, having a lot more success throwing the ball than usual. And he goes, yeah, but, you know, they still want to run the ball. And he's like, you know, the kind of starts and ends with the run game. I think that that's really the focus. Obviously, as Jim Schwartz mentioned yesterday, you know, this is an offense where you can't just say we're going to stop one area of the offense and just kind of, you know, hedge our bets on that. But I do think that, you know, the focus is primarily going to be on first, you know, trying to limit, stop Derrick Henry in that run game as much as possible. This is a defense that likes to put, you know, extra guys in the box and then kind of trust their cornerbacks on the outside. And I think that I don't want to say that they'll take their chances with their cornerbacks on the outside. I think that they have confidence in their cornerbacks with Denzel Ward, Martin Emerson, Greg Newsome. So I think that the priority for this Cleveland defense is definitely going to be to stop that run game and then to, you know, try to make them as one-dimensional as possible.
That's what everybody has tried so far, Daniel, and usually it starts out with Derrick Henry has about 4 or 5 carries and Lamar throws for a couple hundred yards in the first half, and then it's a flip-flop in the second half when they kind of get worn down. Do you see the same kind of thing happening?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like you said, that's what we've seen the past couple of weeks, especially during this this win streak for the Ravens. We actually just spoke to the Browns safeties coach, you know, not too long ago, and he said, like, they've definitely been stressing the commitment because, you know, they know that, you know, every once in a while Derrick Henry is going to break loose in the open field, and they just have to have that commitment to not let it be those you know, those 40, 50-yard runs that kind of demoralize you. So definitely commitment and effort in a 1-2 has been something that's been stressed for the Browns this week. And, you know, this is a defense that has regressed from their elite standing last year. And they've been kind of like average, above average. But I think that they've done their part for the most part. Like, I think that if they had like a respectable offense or just like a competent offense to kind of back them, I think that they'd look a lot better. So, you know, obviously the defense has its hands full, but, you know, on the opposing side, the offense has to, you know, give them a chance too.
Who's the receiver that's going to pose problems for the Ravens coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock, a Ravens secondary that has been much maligned and torched oftentimes this year?
Yeah, that's a good question, because with them trading Amari Cooper, you know, Jerry Jeudy was kind of, you know, bumped up in the on the depth chart to the, you know, to wide receiver one, and he went most of the Bengals game without getting a target. You know, he was so frustrated that, you know, he was slamming his helmet on the sideline. So, no, it's going to be kind of a collective, you know, approach. You know, they're going to have Elijah Moore in there. They're going to have second-year receiver Cedric Tillman, who had a career-high game last year. You know, they might, you know, especially going to Winston and maybe kind of scrapping some of this spread stuff they wanted to do with Deshaun Watson. They might bring in some extra tight ends. Obviously, David Njoku is going to be a focal point of that pass game. But, you know, there's not, you know, on paper, one guy that just kind of scares you, especially, you know, not the way that maybe, you know, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin did last week. So, you know, they're going to have to kind of get contributions from, you know, multiple guys on Sunday.
Daniel Oyefusi covers the Browns and obviously the NFL for ESPN.com. Daniel, always great to catch up with you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you before matchup number 2 between these two teams.
Sounds good. Y'all take care.
You got it. Daniel Oyefusi, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens trying to make it 6 wins in a row. How do they get it done? Vinny's Keys coming up next. NFL Lunch. Top of the hour. Going to hear from Zach Gore. Going to hear from Arthur Millett. He's going to be back. Roquan Smith got fined today. We'll get into that. We're going to do our picks for this weekend, college and pro, and then preview the World Series. Mike Exesa, World Series Game 1. Flaherty for L.A. Garrett Cole for New York. Hey, they both from Southern California. Something's going to give, and you're going to hear it on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Football Friday. Featured Artist Friday, by the way, just tuning in. Cool in the gang. Another hour to go. Get your songs in to Nolan McGraw. NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. Right now, Ravens going for 6 in a row against a struggling, injury-riddled Cleveland team. How do they get that 6 straight win? Keys.
All right, number one, I got to handle the blitz. And by handling the blitz, I got Lamar in the O-line. And I guess what I need to do also is throw in probably Justice Hill, because he's part of all the blitzing and stunting and being able to pick up people. But the O-line's got to have their head on a swivel. And Lamar's got to be able to see things, change things. Like, he's been spectacular against the blitz so far this year. And they're going to come. They're going to come. I mean, it's going to happen. So, and the second one is, along with the blitz stuff, wide receivers and tight ends got to win one-on-one battles. Bottom line, if they're blitzing, and we just heard Daniel say, they have faith and they have confidence in their corners that they can cover these wide receivers. So, you know, everybody says you guys are good route runners. You're being challenged again. And as a receiver, you love it. Playing man coverage? Oh, pick me. You know, that's what I want. That's what I live for. So, yak yards, Bob? You want some yak yards? You're going to get some. You're going to get some. And number three, 5 sacks and 2 interceptions by the defense. They give up 5 sacks a game. 2 interceptions? I watched the film from when he came in and played in the fourth quarter. I mean, there was some that were close, could have been intercepted. So, I mean, he's going to have a week of practice, but he will tempt you with interceptions. You just got to catch them. And with the sacks, and we heard Daniel say, the O-line, the left tackle's not playing. 79's going to play. And 79 struggled at right tackle. If he struggled at right tackle, what's he going to do at left tackle? He's going to struggle. Away, your speed on the outside, those kind of things, you're going to have a big advantage. You got to get pressure on this quarterback, because he doesn't move well. He likes to stand in the pocket, throw it. He wants to throw it deep. And to throw it deep, what do you got to have? You got to have time.
DeJuan Jones is number 79 for Cleveland.
Next one, D give up less than 17 points. They're averaging 15.6. Would be the best performance by the defense yet. And how do you do that? You get turnovers. You get interceptions. You stand up on third down. Make some plays. You know, you know, we heard Zach say, well, they had a lot of third and shorts. Well, be better on first down. Make it be third and long. So you have the advantage. So your pass rushers can get after the quarterback. So D's got to step up this week. And then how about less than 3 explosive plays? Less than 3 20-plus plays. Last week it was 7. They don't have those kind of receivers. They don't have those kind of backs right yet. So less than 3. They give up 34 for the year, the Ravens. That's 7 games, 7... 30, almost 5 a game they're giving up. 5 explosives a game. And then last but not least, don't beat yourself. And what do I mean by that? Turnovers, penalties, mental errors, communication. Don't beat yourself. And last week, get in the red zone, penalty, penalty, penalty. All you're doing is going backwards. And then what got them back in? You're up 34-10, get the fumble. And then you have communication issues in the back end. And then all of a sudden it's 41-31 instead of 48-10. So don't beat yourself. And if they just don't do that one, if they just don't beat themselves, they'll win the game.
Practice report today. Marlon Humphrey not practicing. So
not playing.
Probably he was practicing on a side field. No Rasheen Ali, no TJ Tampa. Bud Zay Flowers was back at practice. Good news there, perhaps. For
what about
four.
Mr. Jones?
Didn't see anything about Mr. Jones.
Yeah, that's a big one, too. Just because it sounds like, Bob, listening to Daniel talk, that maybe they run 2 and 3 to tight end. They're going to try to run the ball a little bit more because, I mean, doing what they're doing, throwing it 100 more times than they're running it, they're ranked 32nd in offense. So I think they're going to try to line up and probably try to run the ball more. So having Travis Jones, you know, or hopefully Broderick Washington's back too, and Michael Pierce probably get a lot more time. And if that's the case, then we see Roquan with double-digit sacks or tackles again this week.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw, let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. Go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Happy Friday. I want to wish my man Ed Narbutis happy Friday, too. First of all, the Roquan penalty, that's ridiculous. I hope he goes to the union and files a grievance because those referees, they're so incompetent. They was letting Lamar get hit in the head, and then the league going to talk about this play. Why don't the NFL fine the coach for leaving his players out there when that game was lost? The moron. You don't leave your starters out there because that's just room for somebody to get hurt. And that's what happened. So he's an idiot anyway. So he should be the one that should be fine. So let's move on to the Ravens game. I'm going to say first, I think the Ravens will win. I think it's going to be 28-17, but I think they come out and they score 2 touchdowns on us and get 3, and we kind of start worrying a little bit, and then we take over the game. And then my upset is Patriots blow out the Jets. It's not even going to be close. And Bob, yep. I want to just say one thing. For buy or sell, because I got this little cold, so my voice hurt a little bit.
It's all good.
For buy or sell, you picked the Yankees to win the series, but my mom is a Dodgers fan, so you're going to change that. You're going to sell that. I'm going to use your voice. I'm going to sell that. I'm going to take the Dodgers to win the series.
I hope they
have
win.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All righty, Brian. Trust me, Brian, if the Yankees lose, I might be happier than anybody in L.A., but I see the horseshoe hanging out of somebody's rear end in a pinstripe uniform starting tonight out in Chavez Ravine. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch. Coming up next, then we're going to do our picks. You got a ton of college games. You got a full slate of NFL fun. So we're getting into that, and then we're going to preview said fall classic. Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. Jack Flaherty is on the hill for L.A. tonight, but his fastball velo is dipped. What's going on with that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.